Not a bad morning. A lot of folks got involved, and hats off to everybody. Hats off to you guys. Did a great job really setting this thing up.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a good turnout. We had about 80 people that showed up and do either the stair climb or the walk outside. So it was a beautiful morning for a walk. Mm-hmm. We raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000, give or take a little bit. So we're still kind of got some straggler donations coming in. But it was a really moving morning. It was nice to see the community come out and support that and see all the names of firefighters that were everybody was carrying around. So
I saw pictures of you kind of had some equipment. I saw Mark, Fire Chief Mark Harbaum had some equipment. I'm sure there was some others kind of hauling some equipment up and down the stairs.
Yeah. So some for the stair climb that I did this year was I created a high-rise hose pack, and I had the MCC volleyball girls wrote out the names of all 343 firefighters that were killed that day on that hose pack, and I started the stair climb with that yesterday, ended it with that. We kind of passed that hose bundle around to people, and everybody was kind of carrying that around. That was pretty cool to see that, and a huge shout out to Coach Cusba's girls for all the help that they did. Those volleyball girls were rock stars for us yesterday. So,
T-shirt sales went very well, and it's if you didn't get a T-shirt, there's still some time, I do believe. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. So those special 20th anniversary T-shirts that we were selling here at the fire station, you can still get those for about another week. We're almost sold out at the fire station, but Tom down at McCook Lettering is going to keep the site up for another week, and we can keep ordering from there. So if you still want one of those fancy, sharp, red and white 20th anniversary shirts, let us know.
And as you guys talked about before, some other departments from around southwest Nebraska, northwest Kansas showed up, didn't they?
Yep. So for the stair climb yesterday, we had seven departments represented. So McCook City, the McCook Police Department had a representative there, and then we had Red Willow Western, Rural Fire Department, North Platte Rural Fire Department, Stratton, Palisade, Quinter, Kansas was up, and I believe that was it. Mm-hmm. So
that's great that others got involved too. That was great, wasn't it?
Yep, that was what we were hoping to see, is to get some more departments from around the area to come in and participate with us. And we're hoping next year, if we do this again, that we have a few more come up. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it was good to see that.
Yeah, you kind of read my mind there. Is this something you maybe can have like a yearly thing or every couple of years? You've kind of been tossing that around a little bit.
Yep, we're definitely going to talk about that some more as we do our kind of wrap up with this, and we'll see what everybody wants to do, and whether we decide to do this again next year as an official stair climb. Maybe we'll move it around a little bit, and we'll see how it goes.
Otherwise, the fire department did business as usual. It's been kind of quiet, knock on wood, lately, hasn't it?
Oh, the dreaded Q word. I'm so sunk now. So, yeah, it's actually been really, really busy. So the past couple of days have been fairly uneventful. But, man, we've been really lucky for as dry as it's been around here that we haven't had too many problems. But I think we were looking the other day, and we're almost 250 calls ahead of where we were a year ago. So we are staying very busy down here.